Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Once, our planet's tapestry was woven with vibrant blues and the hopeful glimmers of dawn's early light. Gone are those days, replaced now by a canvas of melancholic gray, painting an atmosphere laden with sorrow. The warming globe has not just raised sea levels and temperatures, it has dimmed the very colors of our skies, muted by the silent screams of a suffering Earth. Science confirms what our hearts have keenly felt. The atmosphere, altered by prodigious emissions of greenhouse gases, reflects less sunlight and dulls cosmic vibrancy. This chromatic alteration is not a mere aesthetic nuisance. It serves as the canvas on which the story of our environmental apathy is writ large. As the hues dissipate, so does the visage of a world once rich in biotic marvels and scenic wonders. Remember the time when a bolt of lightning was a silver crack through the night's obsidian? Now its once splendid illumination has surrendered to brackish tones, and the thunder seems to moan for the loss of biodiversity it once heralded. Acid rains that frequently follow have an unforgiving quality, etching stories of human folly onto every street, forest, and face. The polar ice caps, harbingers of an ancient world's equilibrium, no longer reflect the sun's brilliant dance. Their melting forms weep into the sea, giving rise to an age of inundations. Where once they stood as shimmering reminders of nature's fortitude, they now serve as beacons of its distress, their brilliant albedo lost in the deep. Even our attempts at mitigation are tinted with irony. The vast solar farms erected to harness the sun's power ironically contribute to this monotone panorama. Their stoic black surfaces, while harnessing light, also absorb the prismatic majesty, channeling it into the undying hunger of human consumption. Engulfed in this warm, unwavering monotone, our psychological toll mounts. Researchers whisper of increased anguish and ennui tied to these range-bound skies. Where once artists pulled inspiration from the celestial's drama, now they find themselves ruminating over a faded muse, their palettes, a mirage of past vibrancy. Perhaps Pythagoras's music of the spheres was not just a philosophical musing, but a prophetic mourning for these days. Our skies once sang with the hues of blues, pinks, and fiery oranges. The visual symphony is now a muted requiem. The sky's wane is juxtaposed against the ever-brightening screen of virtual escapes, an opiate for the masses amidst ecological debacle. As the world turns each day toward the sun, its warming rays fail to invigorate. The effect is not just a cooling of the atmosphere, but of human sentiment as well. Communities staring upward witness the fading signature of Gaia, reduced to a whisper, a vestige of the audacious blues and lavenders that once adorned the morning and evening horizons. In a fitting tribute to this sorrowful march, children's rhymes now speak of a silver disc in the sky, not understanding the tales of a yellow sun sung by their ancestors. The legacy of our collective environmental disregard resounds in these innocuous verses, foreshadowing a chromatically challenged future. This narrative is not a mere journey through desaturated realms, but a clarion call to recognize the cost of our environmental debts. The eerie beauty of our melancholic skies is a testament not to the triumph of human will, but to its hubris. Melancholy skies is our legacy written across the heavens, a relentless reminder of the earth we've reshaped through our indifference.